Prosper wasn't sure what had woken him. Riccio mumbling in his sleep or Scipio's quiet steps. As he started from his sleep, a slender figure emerged from the dark. Under the black mask that hid Scipio's eyes, Prosper could make out his pale chin. The mask's long, crooked nose gave him an eerie, bird-like appearance. Similar masks had once been worn by the doctors of Venice at the time when the Black Death had raged through the city more than 300 years ago. The Birds of Death, people called them. Smiling, the thief lord pulled the creepy thing from his face.
Hi, Prop.
Scipio let the light of his torch wander over the other sleeping faces.
Sorry I got so late.
Prosper pushed Beau's arm carefully from his chest and sat up.
One day, you're going to scare someone to death with that mask, he said quietly. How did you sneak in here? We bolted everything really well this time.
Scipio shrugged. He ran his slender fingers through his long raven-black hair, which he usually wore in a ponytail.
You should know by now that I can get into any place I want to.
Scipio, the thief lord. He liked to act grown up, although he was not much older than Prosper, and a good bit smaller than Mosca, even in his high-heeled boots. They were much too big for him, but he always kept them well polished. They were black leather, as black as the strange long coat that reached down to his knees. He never went anywhere without them.
Wake the others,
Scipio commanded in his special bossy, condescending voice, which Hornet hated so much. Prosper ignored him.
Well, you woke me already,
Mosca grumbled behind them, yawning. He pushed himself up from among his fishing rods.
Do you ever sleep, thief lord?
Scipio didn't answer. He strutted like a peacock through the auditorium while Hornet and Mosca woke the others.
"I see you've done some clearing up," Scipio called out. "Excellent. The place did look rather like a pigsty last time."
"Hey, Skip!"
Beau scrambled so quickly out of his sleeping bag that he nearly fell over his own hands. Barefoot, he ran towards Scipio. Beau was the only one who could call the thief lord Skip without getting an icy stare in response.
"What did you steal this time?"
he asked excitedly, jumping around Scipio like a puppy. Smiling, the thief lord slipped a black sack from his shoulder.